And it's time for the business news. Here's Petula Martin.
Thanks, Sonia. Syro is a joint venture between ESB Group and Vodafone. It provides a full fibre broadband network using the ESB's existing electricity network to bring connectivity to homes and businesses across the country. It's marking a milestone today, the installation of its 500,000th premises as part of its billion euro network rollout. We thought it would be a good opportunity to talk to Syro CEO John Keeney. Good morning and thank you for coming on the programme.
Good morning, thanks for having me.
500,000 homes and businesses, are you on target with the rollout?
We are, yes, and I'm delighted to be able to share the news that passing 500,000 homes and businesses, it's not about just what it is, it's what it enables. So it enables homes and businesses to connect to future-proof fibre broadband. We're not a household name, our retailers are. So the people you can buy services from us include Vodafone, Sky, Virgin Media, among others.
Has Syro increased its prices to those retailers? Because some of those retailers that you mentioned, they've increased prices to customers and they say it's due to increased costs. Is Syro part of those increased costs?
Well, we're certainly part of the cost envelope for those retailers, but our costs haven't changed, no.
Okay. You were not in competition with National Broadband Ireland, who are rolling out the National Broadband Plan, but does Syro's rollout compare to NBI's rollout to date? What's the connection? Are you more based in urban settings?
Yes, well, our rollout is, think about Ireland, 2.4 million homes and businesses. The real rural areas are 500,000 homes, and that's what NBI, the state-supported rollout, is covering. The rest of the 1.9 million are homes and businesses that are in towns, cities, villages around Ireland, and that's where we focus.
What kind of speeds can you get with the fibre that you are laying?
So when we first started rolling out our network, it was up to one gig speeds. But now, last year, we upgraded our full network, so we can now offer up to 10 gigabit speeds, which is, for businesses, it allows them to put in connectivity that when most of them are still sitting on copper networks with much slower speeds.
And you use the ESB's existing electricity network. Does that help when it comes with planning, for example?
So we don't need planning to use the ESB network. What we use is their poles and their ducts, their existing infrastructure. So from a sustainability perspective, it's super that we're reusing existing infrastructure and we will string our fibre between the poles and use their ducting and essentially create rivers of fibre from their electrical stations out to the homes and businesses that we reach.
Does Syro use Huawei equipment?
We do, yes.
And what does that mean? Do you have concerns around that? Or has the government raised concerns around the use of this Chinese equipment?
No, so a lot of the focus is largely on the 5G mobile network and the core network, the deep network and what vendors are used there. We use Huawei in a much lower layer within networks. So we abide by all of the government standards and we work very closely with them on this.
So what next for Syro? What's left to do?
What's next? We're funding in place to roll out our network beyond 700,000. And the ambition for myself and the leadership team is while there's still demand, on which there is lots, we'll keep continuing our rollout and go beyond that number.
Best of luck with it, John Keeney, Syro CEO. Thank you for coming on the programme.